Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 28, Johannesburg bereik 'n maksimum van 27, Rustenburg op na 32 grade.
In the traffic, Pretoria is the big story at the moment. The R21N1 roadworks causing serious queuing traffic from both directions northbound, the worst affected.
In your sport headlines, Mandla Mashimbi named as the new Pretoria women's head coach and the Bulls shed light on their injured Springbok.
Ons skop af in Eswatini, waar twee broers wat betrek word by die moord op Kenan Eke Forbes en Tebelo Tibs Motswane se moord, toegelaat word om die uitspraak oor hulle uitlewering aan Suid-Afrika te appeleer. Die nuus is bevestig deur die Landdroshof in Durban se regter Vincent Hlatswayo, maar is nie tevrede nie.
It is now a known fact that those accused are not coming through because their appeal was successful. So I cannot, at this point in time, entertain a further application for postponement for outstanding accused.
En tussen gooi die ANC in KwaZulu-Natal val teen aantuigings dat die provinsie se uitvoerende komitee die rede is vir die party se swak vertoning by die stembus die afgelope jaar. Hy het die opmerkings gemaak by die party se hernuwingsberaad in Durban en Anastasie Mokgobo het dit opgehou.
In KZN, the party support fell to 17%, mainly due to the rise of former president Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe party. In Gauteng, the ANC only managed to garner 34% of the vote, leading to calls for the dissolution of both provincial leadership structures. However, some leaders argued that both provinces need strengthening, not dissolution. Anastasie Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
En in Noordwes Stilfontein het gemeenskapslede vroeër vandag tydens 'n vergadering met onder meer die minister van polisie Senzo Mqunu gesê die polisie skryf onwettige mynwerkers voor oor wat hulle vir die media moet sê.
But those ones that they resurface at night, they call media around 11 o'clock to tell those people what they must say in the media. We are not defending anyone here. What we are doing here, we are fighting for the souls, those souls that are underneath, those souls that are trapped. We respect the police, we respect their work. Criminals must belong to jail. But please, let's save those lives, Mr. Minister.
Dit was gemeenskapsleier Johannes Kankashe. Hy sê boonop die gemeenskap moet die nodige ruimte ontvang om onwettige myners te help. En die Departement van Water en Sanitasie het 'n sperdatum van 60 dae daar gestel vir die eienaars van damme om hulle damme te registreer in ooreenkoms met die relevante veiligheidsmaatreëls. Hier's Cliff Shiko.
Earlier this year, three dams collapsed in Riverlands in the Western Cape, resulting in floods that damaged property and infrastructure. More than 50 homes were flooded and hundreds of people were uprooted. In 2022, a mine tailings dam collapsed in Jagersfontein and left three people dead and displaced hundreds more. The Water and Sanitation Department says it considers a safety risk when a dam storage capacity exceeds 50,000 cubic meters of water. The government says it will not hesitate to act against dam owners who do not comply. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Pretoria môre 13:28, Johannesburg 11:27, Mbombela 14:27 en Skukuza 16:30, Polokwane 14:26, Messina 17:30, Mahikeng 17:31 en Rustenburg 14:32. Ek is Malene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
Bye, donkey. Marlene, it is Friday afternoon on The Drive with Rob and Roz.
What does that mean, Rob Forbes?
It means one thing and one
the
thing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM. This is Rob's Mix, Jacaranda FM.
I'm king of my castle. Why I'm king of my castle. Must be the reason why I'm free in my trapped soul. Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Must be a reason why I'm making examples of you. Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Must be the reason why I'm free in my trapped soul.